In Psalm 119, the psalmist writes, "Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this, your promise preserves my life." Father God, as we join together in prayer on what is a very different Easter Sunday, we thank and praise you for the hope you have given us in Christ. Lord, just as the psalmist trusted in your promises, we can look back at the cross of Jesus and see how your promises have been fulfilled in him. And for us, as for those frightened women on the first Easter Sunday, we can take comfort in the words of the angel at the tomb. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Lord, the truth of Jesus' resurrection has changed everything for humankind. For we know that through faith in him, whatever uncertainties we face in this present situation and in the future, we have the secure hope of eternity in your kingdom. Knowing that you have made possible forgiveness for our sin and poured out your amazing love upon us. Thank you that the hope we have in Jesus takes away all need for fear and gives us the kind of deep and lasting joy which nothing and no one can take away from us. Amen. As we think about the good news of Jesus' resurrection from the dead, we prayed a prayer which we have been using throughout Lent. Almighty God, who called your church to witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, inspire us with your Spirit, fill our hearts with your love, and help us to make known your good news, that those who hear may be drawn to you, through him who was lifted up on the cross and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, we pray for those in our village and local community during this time of lockdown. We pray especially for those who are ill with COVID-19 and ask for your healing. Please help them to know about the promise of the gospel and to be able to take comfort from your words during this extremely difficult time. And we think particularly of those who have become seriously ill because of the virus. We pray for Katie, who is a local nurse currently in intensive care, asking that you would help her to know your comfort and strength to be able to get through this critical time, and asking for your help and strength too for her friends and family. Amen. Father, we pray for those who are particularly vulnerable and therefore unable to leave their homes at all during the weeks ahead. We pray that you would use us and all those who are healthy in our community to be able to support them in whatever way we can. We pray that all those who are vulnerable would have access to the food and medication they need, and that we would be able to offer encouragement and support to those who are feeling particularly lonely at this time. We pray too that access to church services such as this one would be possible for all who are isolated, so that they can hear about the hope of Easter and put their faith in you, knowing that no matter what the future holds, you will be by our side. And help us to be beacons of light in our community, so that our actions as well as our words will help to make the truth of the gospel shine out clearly to all. Amen. Lord, we pray for those who continue to have to go to work and risk their own safety. We think particularly of NHS workers and carers across the country who are working long hours to help those in desperate need. Lord, we thank you for their skills, dedication and self-sacrifice, and pray for strength and endurance for them in the days and weeks ahead. We pray too for others at work performing essential services to keep this country running. We ask for your strength and protection for all, so that the virus might be restrained from spreading further, and so that our NHS services will continue to have enough provision for those who urgently need care. Amen. Father, we pray for our government. Thank you for the good news that Boris Johnson's condition is improving, and we pray that he would continue to return to strength so that he may be able to provide stability as he leads our country again. Please give wisdom to the government and all those guiding the current direction we take. We pray that they would make each new decision with careful consideration for the needs of all, and that through their actions over the coming weeks, more lives would be protected and saved. Lord, we pray this knowing that you are the one ultimately in control of all things, and that all of our lives are in your hands. So we pray not only for our country, but for countries around the world affected by this devastating virus, that in your mercy you would bring us through this time of trial. And we take a moment to think about the families and friends of the many thousands around the world who have lost their lives over the past few weeks. Lord, we know that in the depths of darkness, you are the one true light, and we pray that those families would know the comfort which only you can give at this time. Amen. Lord, we think of our mission partners and friends around the world who are connected with us here at All Saints. Please help them to trust in you and to be salt and light wherever they are in the world right now and whatever they face. We think particularly of Keith and Cindy Paulus and their family in New York, where the coronavirus has caused such devastation for many. Please help and strengthen Keith as he leads Christchurch NYC and provides comfort and support to the many who are suffering in his community. Please give him confidence and strength in you as he reaches out to the sick, dying, and bereaved with your gospel of grace. Amen. Father, we pray again for those closer to home who are in need right now, thinking especially of those who are suffering the pain of bereavement. We pray for the family and friends of Margaret Chandler, Trevor Rayler, Robin Waite, and baby Maximiliano, and ask that in the midst of their suffering, they would know your comfort and peace. And we take a moment to pray for anyone else known to us personally. Amen. We'll join together now in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we'll finish with a collect for Easter Sunday. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.